Miranda Alward, and I'm an academic advisor for Brigham Young University. I believe in the value of storytelling and I'm excited about the opportunity Nakata has provided to capture advisors' stories. Today is July 10th, and we're currently on the campus of Brigham Young University in Provo, and I'm interviewing my good colleague, Emily Emmerich. Emily, can you tell us about yourself, including what you do and how you became an advisor?
Yeah, so I'm Emily. I have a husband and four daughters. I became an advisor because, well, before kids, I was a career advisor here at BYU, and I absolutely loved it. I loved everything about it. It was so fun and energizing to work with the students, and I loved it. I left to have children, and I missed it every day since then. And then when my youngest went into school, I decided it was time to come back, and I applied for this job, and I have loved it.
Emily, one of the things that I love most about you is your energy for advising and the students you advise. Can you tell us what advice you give or would give to every student if you could?
Okay, that's a good question. You know, for a blanket statement, I tell students to have fun. Set themselves up for success by taking a mix of general eds and fun classes and soak everything they can out of college. Have a blast, make lifelong friends, and learn things that you're interested in. Each student, I try to give that piece of advice, but in a slightly different way as well. You know, everyone's different, so everyone gets a little different version, but I believe that having fun is so important. I loved my time at college, and I really want students to love their time too.
That's awesome. And Emily advises students who do have fun. Can you tell us the population of students you advise?
Yes, I advise in the College of Fine Arts and Communications the pre-communication students. So students hoping to get into advertising, public relations, news media, or communication studies. I also advise dance major, so definitely in the passion major field.
Great. And Emily, so we talked about advice you'd give students. What advice would you give someone who wanted to do what you do, to be an academic advisor?
Oh, I'd tell them to go for it. It's the greatest job ever. I'm totally convinced of that. I would tell them to take classes and to get any experience in advising that they can, and then go to the university of their choice. It really is great. It's great to work with a population of students who never get older, and they also fuel your passion for life.
And can you also tell me about a student that you remember?
Oh man, I remember so many. Well, I have a student who came in one day with kind of a sad look on her face, and I asked her the usual, "How are you?" And as she was sitting down, you could see her burdens just weighing her down. And she's 18 years old and has severe heart problems and was diagnosed passing out left and right. She had a big fat lip because she had recently fallen on the way to the testing center and hit the ground really hard. And that girl went on to do really well in her classes and knock it out of the park in communications. And I just remember her positive attitude above all else. She had insurmountable burdens ahead of her and trials, and still does, but man, she tackled those with just optimism and only seeing the positive, and that was a real inspiration to me.
Great. And not all of our students have that ability, and many of them do have burdens. In the past, there's been an increase in student mental health needs and other things happening across institutions. Can you speak to how increase in student mental health needs has affected you or your advising practice?
Well, I guess I'm more aware of it, but I also see a shift in students are more willing to talk about it more than ever. It's not uncommon for them to talk about their anxiety and depression, and I think that's fantastic that they can openly talk about it and feel like it's a safe place. And overcome the stigma that maybe existed in the past and feel okay about getting help, because it's a real thing, but there's real resources. So if they're willing to talk about it and be vulnerable, there's lots of help for students, for people.
Great. And we talked a little bit about your love for advising and your energy. What ways do you keep yourself energized and motivated, specifically on challenging days? Or in other words, how do you kind of combat advisor burnout?
Okay, well, there's been very, 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 very few days that I haven't just thoroughly enjoyed. I actually do really, really love my job and everything about it. But there has been a couple of days that the repetition is nauseating. And so I try to, learn their story, because that gets out of the rut. And I also, on particularly hard days, I have prayed for a student to come in and energize me, and it always works. Someone comes in and lights up the room, and I'm right back into loving everything about this job.
That's great, Emily. And I'm gonna throw some questions we didn't prepare at you. So is there anything you wish people understood more about academic advising?
Just that it's here, that it's available, that it's free, and maybe the difference of just learning information. A lot of times people have their parents help them, and their parents attended 20, 25, 30 years ago. Things have changed. While parents can be a really valuable asset, the advisors are up to date. So if the parents and the advisors work together, or the student works together, even better, it can make a smoother path and an easier transition both into college life and into the program.
Awesome. And can you tell me about a story about yourself that you like to tell your students? What do you hope students take from that story?
Okay, well, I'm not sure this is terribly professional, but sometimes, and I don't tell this often, but when students are just in here and all they want to do is finish, I tell them that I talk to them about the importance of having fun. I think college is awesome. I still love it, but I loved high school. When I was in high school, I loved it. I just thought nothing in the world could be better than high school. And then I went to college, and I said, nothing in the world could be better than college. And I was totally right. And I tell that to students a lot. I love life, but college was by far the funnest time of my life. And so I want that for students. When they come in here and say, I hate college, I try to find out what the root of that is and why they're not enjoying themselves. Is it the classes? Is it the roommates? It could be a whole list of things, but I want them to have a really great time just like I did.
Perfect. Emily, can you tell me how academic advising is different than you imagined it would be?
Well, it's more fun than I thought. It's more hopeful and more energizing than I ever imagined. I think working in fine arts and communications with this population of students who really gets excited about their majors, there's something contagious about passion, and it fuels me like no other. So coming to work every day is an absolute joy.
That's awesome. And going along with that, what lessons has your work in academic advising taught you?
Well, I think more than anything, and I'm sad to say that it took me this long to learn it, but the value of the individual. Lots of times I say the same things over and over again, take this class, and this class, and apply. There's so much more to a person than the classes they took or the list of their progress report. And finding out their background, their story, their passions, their struggles, just their story. Each one is so unique and so awesome. People are amazing and resilient and inspiring, and I get the chance to hear those stories on a daily basis. I don't think a lot of other people in other jobs, even that interact with people, they don't get to hear stories like we get to hear stories in advising. And that's a pretty incredible, and also it's a big responsibility to take care of them and to help them feel safe and feel okay about being vulnerable. But hearing stories about how other people deal with things is awesome. Their optimism. If I ever have a bad day, somebody else comes in and is having a harder time and does it with a better attitude than I am, you know, that changes everything. That changes all of my perspectives. That changes everything.
That's great. And something Emily often says is, like, remember to step into their shoes. I've heard you say that a lot of students and thinking about how they perceive and not just getting in kind of the process of things.
It's true, because a lot of times when they're frustrated, they have a real reason to be frustrated, whether they didn't understand, whether they didn't know. But if we can help them, and maybe we can't fix it, but if we can help them even see it from their side, sometimes that's all it takes, is just seeing it from their perspective and hearing them. I really think that changes. I think that changes a lot.
A lot. I agree. What is something you would like your students to remember you by?
Well, here's the funny thing on that is, I have seen students that have made an impression on me on campus, and I've waved at them, and for sure they don't remember me. So I don't care if they remember my face. I hope they remember how I made them feel. I hope they remember that I heard them, I listened, I cared about them, and I cheered them on. And if that's all they remember, is the advisor and 263 encouraged them and made them feel good and feel better about themselves before they came in, I don't care if they remember my face or my name.
I think that's great, Emily, and I think your students do feel that way. I think that they know that they at least have one person on campus who's their ally. And who is their advocate. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today that I haven't asked you about academic advising or what you do?
Okay, I think I'd like to share about my students. I've mentioned that these are passion majors. I had no idea, though, the depth of passion. When I applied for this job, I thought these majors would be awesome and it would be so fun to work in the College of Fine Arts and Communications. But I had no idea how much I would absolutely love not only the majors, but the students. These students are driven as a whole, and I think most advisors would agree universally that these students want to make a difference in the world. They want to make an impact, make their mark, and be the good in the world. And I find that with these students. These students want to... they're wildly creative, which is so energizing and brilliant. These minds are just amazing. They're also passionate about people, and I love that. Dancers, as a whole, I honestly believe dancers change the world. Their craft and their art and their skill and their talent has brought me to tears on many times. Just knowing how hard they work and how they put their heart and soul into everything they do. It's inspiring and humbling and absolutely incredible. So these students are changing the world and achieving their goals. It's awesome to watch.
Thank you, Emily, for sharing your story and your student's story. Emily is a good colleague of mine, but also my friend, and I'm excited about the work that she's doing and the love that she has for her students and the energy and fun that she brings into everyone's life.